Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We have so much to talk about, yet I have to stop the music and start the soundbite of the breaking news. Play the breaking news sound. The whole show gets thrown into the air right now. All right, Savage Nation, the governor of Missouri just declared a state of emergency. A state of emergency has been declared in Missouri because of the communists in the federal government who have met with the rabble garbage in the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, screaming to lynch the cop. They want a lynch mob. They don't want justice. And what's even more sickening is the so-called president of the United States secretly met with the activists, according to the street garbage, Al Sharpton. You heard me. The president of the United States has been meeting secretly with the street garbage in Ferguson, Missouri, telling them to stay the course. The governor of Missouri just declared a state of emergency. Now let's go back to regular programming. Why couldn't they make him honorary something in China and let him stay there with a mouse suit the rest of his life? Why did he have to come back to plague us, to fight with America, to hate the people, to hate the government, to be a man unto himself, a law unto himself, a man ready to destroy our borders, language, and culture? But I wanted to do a positive story because something positive happened. Something very positive happened, and it shows the power of talk radio. And that is that Maddie, the wounded dog, has been reunited with the wounded soldier because of the Savage Nation. Now, I'm not going to sit here and take credit for it because this was a collective effort. I would say let Scarface, the Scientologist on Fox, declare that she did it. Scarface actually threw the father off after about a minute of programming because he wasn't slick enough or quick enough for her. But okay, let Scarface, Facebook, everyone saying she did it. I really don't care. All that matters is that there are no villains here. There are only heroes. And the wounded war dog and the wounded vet have been reunited. And I would say, personally, there's a collective effort here. But the radio show that I run, which is on over 250 stations or so, reaches an awful lot of people immediately in a more immediate manner than the printed word does. It's still the most powerful medium there is. Radio as a mass communication medium has been around a very long time. And as a method of communicating to the masses, radio is probably the most powerful method of reaching people, by the way. The internet is strong, but people have to go somewhere to get the news on the internet. They have to download things. They have to read it. Okay? Television, yes, it's there, but it's old by the time the news comes on. But radio is instantaneous. And I would say that the show I did on Tuesday, Veterans Day, about the wounded dog and the wounded vet, you know, reached a lot of people. And the reason I would say that is that several people called my screener who wouldn't go on the radio, who was so angry that they said they're going to call friends who are brigadier generals. And I think that behind the scenes, that is why the dog was reunited. And I want to repeat again, there are no villains here, only heroes. And I especially want to thank the Savage Nation audience. You may say I had nothing to do with it. Well, you did. You don't understand this. You did have something to do with it. Many of you emailed and called your congressmen, your senators. Many of you made phone calls. And I actually believe that Einstein was right when he said we're all part of the same organism. This is very interesting. Believe me, when there's a collective consciousness for something, that collective consciousness has an effect, which is why the left is so dangerous. They have invaded the collective consciousness of the nation and the world to such an extent that their big lie has become the truth. But that's a topic for another day. The positive nature of the collective consciousness is such that your thinking about the dog being returned, your wanting the dog to be returned, made it happen. That's what the collective consciousness is. And Einstein wrote about it. He said that we're all part of the same organism, which is very interesting. But it's a topic for another day. I just want to say, thank God for the Savage Nation. Thank God for radio. And thank God that the dog is back with his rightful owner. There are no villains. Nobody stole a dog. Nobody took the dog on purpose. Nobody profited from it. It was just a series of events, bureaucracy at work. And frankly, I'm shocked that the right thing was done. only a few days after I ran the story on last Veterans Day. And, you know, rather than talking in generalities about veterans, we picked one veteran to help, and you did. Well, here's the executive order, 1414, whereas the city of Ferguson and the St. Louis region have been experienced periods of unrest over the past 3 months, and whereas the United States Department of Justice and St. Louis County authorities are conducting separate criminal investigations into the facts surrounding the death of Michael Brown, and whereas the United States Department of Justice and St. Louis County authorities could soon announce the findings of their independent criminal investigations, and whereas regardless of the outcomes of the federal and state criminal investigations, there is the possibility of expanded unrest, and whereas the state of Missouri will be prepared to appropriately respond to any reaction to these announcements, and whereas our citizens have the right to peacefully assemble and protest, and the state of Missouri is committed to protecting those rights, and whereas our citizens and businesses must be protected from violence and damage, and whereas an invocation of the provisions of sections 44.010 through 44.130 RSMO is appropriate to ensure the safety and welfare of our citizens. And now, therefore, I, Jeremiah W. J. Nixon, governor of the state of Missouri, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the constitutional laws of the state of Missouri, including sections 44.010 through 44.130 RSMO, do hereby declare a state of emergency exists in the state of Missouri. I further direct the Missouri State Highway Patrol, together with the St. Louis County Police Department and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, to operate as a unified command to protect civil rights and ensure public safety in the city of Ferguson and the St. Louis region. I further order that the St. Louis County Police Department shall have command and operational control over security in the city of Ferguson relating to areas of protest, acts of civil disobedience, and conduct otherwise arising from such activities. Well, you heard it first in the Savage Nation. The vermin in the streets are going to loot. They're going to attack police. They're going to attack police horses. And they're mainly out-of-state agitators. They're vermin from Chicago, Austin, Texas, San Francisco, as far away as New York City. The lowest of the life forms are in Missouri trying to burn, baby, burn. And so the governor of the state of Missouri just said he has declared a state of emergency in order to ensure the safety of the people and to protect them from the left-wing vermin that have been gathering for months now to destroy the city because they want a lynch mob. They do not want justice. Now, if we had a legitimate president, which we do not have, by every indicator, we don't have a legitimate president. We have a radical street agitator surrounded by radical street agitators and outright enemies of this country. The president of the United States went down, had them come and meet them in the White House. Can you believe this? The vermin from the streets of Ferguson, the left-wing agitators, met with President Obama in the White House, according to none other than the smear artist Al Sharpton. I could ask you how you feel about it, but I wanted to make this a Thanksgiving show, a feel-good show. And I'm going to stick to that because one man has been helped, one American hero who will be injured the rest of his life from the vermin who set up a roadside bomb, the practitioners of the religion of peace who set up an IED, injured his spine. The 6'6" gentle giant, the real giant is this man, and his spine was blown up by the practitioners of the religion of peace in Afghanistan, as was his dog. The guy flew back on the crate in the airplane. Can you believe how much these people were connected, the dog and the man? The man, the soldier, flew back and slept on the crate where the dog was. And then we heard from his father last week that when he landed in New Jersey, he rightfully understood he had to give the dog up to the military for processing, and he didn't resist. He said, okay, he knew he'd get his dog back. This dog, Maddie, this big, beautiful Czech Shepherd, tried to bite his way out of a metal cage. He's so attached to this man. I mean, this is a movie, by the way. I mean, some screenwriter can do a movie on this, and I don't need any credit for it. It's this soldier's credit. Give him some credit. Let him make some money. He's the one with the injured spine, not me. Anyway, because of this, the power of this story, you understand what I'm saying? Because of this, the wounded dog and the wounded soldier are united because of the Savage Nation. That's the whole story. And the power of radio. It's that simple. Now we got that. Now we got what's coming down in Ferguson. We got other stories that are horrible. Here are the headlines that I pulled over the weekend. Are you ready for this? No, that's not enough for you. Take a guess how much it costs to treat one selfish Ebola patient. Take a guess. Okay, well, the right-wing senator in New York, there's a right-wing senator named Charles Schumer. He was always known as a liberal and a left-wing senator, but he's now demanding that Obama reimburse the city of New York $20 million, which is what it costs to treat that selfish doctor from the selfish group Doctors Without Borders, a left-wing group of agitators if I ever saw one, and Senator Charles Schumer, the right-wing senator, demanded that the federal government reimburse the city for the more than $20 million of care and treatment that went into curing Dr. Craig Spencer of Ebola. Those of you who are interested in the Ebola epidemic, which apparently is not over, Obama has put a silencer on anyone who wants to talk about it. But the African doctor who they brought back with Ebola for treatment in Nebraska just died. He just died. So apparently all of the best medicine and the medical treatment in the world didn't help him. The surgeon who contracted Ebola virus in Sierra Leone dies at Nebraska hospital. So what does that tell you? It tells you that the epidemic is still deadly and it's still pretty much out of control. And no one who is sane would bring infected Ebola patients to America for treatment. Nobody on earth who understands the first rules of epidemiology, the first rules of medicine, would bring a man with a killer epidemic into a nation where the epidemic does not exist. And it certainly didn't exist until President Ebola brought it here. You'll understand that. But that's a bigger story than I want to get into right now. Let's see, 855-407-282 is the phone number. If you get a comment on any of these topics, I pity you. Here's some other headlines. One of the leading climatologists in the world says that we are involved in a 30-year cold spell. With nasty cold fronts thrusting an icy and early winter across the continental U.S., along with last winter described by USA Today as one of the snowiest, coldest, and most miserable on record, climatologist John L. Casey thinks the weather pattern is here to stay for decades to come. Casey is not Al Gore, the left-wing agitator con man. Casey is a former space shuttle engineer and NASA consultant. And Casey says we have entered a 30-year cold spell. These are some of the topics I'm going to talk about. The breaking news is that a state of emergency has been issued for Missouri because the vermin of the left are down there trying to burn, baby, burn. They want a lynch mob, not justice. What a shame that we have a left-wing community organizer in the White House instead of a man for all people. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. We beat everyone to the national news on Your Savage Nation. I am sad to report that a state of emergency has been declared in Missouri because the vermin on the left, in cahoots with the president, are getting ready to riot. They want a lynch mob. They are a lynch mob. They want the cop to be hung before a trial. They're trying to tell the grand jury what to do before the grand jury's findings. It's astounding to me how far this country has fallen under this street radical in the White House. It's shocking. But I see through this. See, here's something you don't see that I see. Now, why would Obama have met secretly with the Ferguson activists on November 5th, the day after the devastating elections for him, and tell them, the protesters, to, quote, stay on course? I'll tell you what it means. Here it is. It's very simple. He wants them to riot, not only in Ferguson. He wants a chain reaction across the country in left-wing cities so that he can pass amnesty in the midst of all of this. This is not only the Alinsky method. In fact, put an X through the word Alinsky method and change it to the Obama method, or change it to the Axelrod method, or change it to Jarrett, the Jarrett method. The fact of the matter is this dangerous street radical in the White House is, in my opinion, literally wanting America to go up in smoke in riots. So your mind is on that, not on the flood of illegal aliens that he wants to stick down our throat and force us to pay for. So he's using this in order to pass amnesty and have you distracted. This is how dangerous this man is. Agree or disagree with me? Of course you have to agree with me. No one sees things the way I do. This is what left-wing street organizers do. But I try to stay positive. I mean, next week is Thanksgiving, and everyone's thinking about the dinner and the family. Some of you don't have families. I get it. It's a very lonely time for those of you who've chosen to be singles. And you like to say that your friends are your family, but they're not. They'll stab you in the back as quicker than I can say Al Ferguson, even though there is no Al Ferguson. I wanted to combine Al Sharpton with Ferguson. But the fact is that family is family, despite the ups and downs and the difficulties. There's nothing like family, despite the difficulties. That's what family is all about. And people are looking forward to it. I thought I'd give you a feel-good story. The dog and the soldier reunited, a collective effort. There are no villains here. No one did anything wrong. It all happened quickly. Radio helped do it. You helped do it. But I can't, from one minute to the next, you cannot stay positive in the world under this communist street agitator in the White House. Now, why do I use such strong words as communist street agitator? Do I do it just to shock you? No, I'm very careful in how I select words. I have a background in science and scientific writing. My words are carefully selected. Occasionally I will make a mistake. I'm not making a mistake. He has all the earmarks of a communist street agitator. Why else would he have a street agitator like Al Sharpton advising him so often in the White House unless he himself was a street agitator in his heart of hearts? And why would he have sent that disgraced Attorney General, Eric Holder, down there to agitate the agitators before the grand jury had a chance to see all the facts? Why? Because he wants things to burn, baby, burn, so he can slip through the illegal aliens, the eye of the needle, and so therefore devastate the United States of America, possibly forever. Just as he brought Ebola to America, which was Ebola-free, he will bring a level of criminality to America and a devastating fiscal loss to America from which we may never recover. Now, I told you last week he can be stopped. You don't have to impeach him. That's the worst thing you could possibly do. All that will do is agitate his base. I've shown you the way his executive action can be stopped. I spent two shows on it. Two shows on how the first Bush's executive action was overridden by Congress. You just pass another bill nullifying the executive action. Obama then vetoes it. It then goes to the full Congress after January when the Republicans have the majority and they have the ultimate power. End of story. But you haven't seen that. You only heard it on the Savage Nation. Where is it? Right here on this radio show.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is Bob Dylan on the Savage Nation. Will we survive this communist agitation in America is the only question on my mind day and night. Will we survive this communist agitation in the United States of America? I don't know that we're going to survive it. I saw a show last night on American Heroes Channel, one of my favorite channels, you know, used to be called something else, I don't know, military history. And it was about the Chosin Reservoir, the Marines facing like 100 times the number of Chinese troops surrounding them and what they went through. Do you know that they shot their own prisoners? I don't know if you know this. The American Marines who were outnumbered as they were laying there wounded and they pulled them into a stack like wood, as the Marines had to withdraw finally from that battle, do you know that they shot their own prisoners because they couldn't take them with them? And none of the Marines begged for their lives. None of the Marines cried. They took the shot. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Men lived on the ice. Their hands were burned off from frostbite. Their legs were burned off from frostbite. I look at those men, and I know we have the same men in America today. They're in Afghanistan right now. They're fighting right now, just as this hero soldier fought for us right now and got blown up by one of the Islamo-fascist roadside bombs. But I take a look at the commander-in-chief and I ask myself, did those men die so that this communist street agitation could take over this country and destroy us? Is that what they gave their lives for? I ask myself with tears in my eyes as I watch these shows about World War II and Korea and Vietnam. I ask myself, how in the world can the people be so dumb as to not see the revolution that has occurred right in front of their eyes? A revolution, a virtual revolution by an overt, outright, anti-American man in the White House. Everywhere you turn, you see the devastation that this man has wrought, whether it means the decimation of the military, the destruction of our capacity to fight back on a nuclear level, the secret agent inside the Defense Department named Hagel. Wherever you turn, you see the devastation. And you ask yourself, now he wants to flood America with 5 million illegal aliens who will never, ever assimilate to this country, who will spit on the flag, never learn the language, never give a damn about the culture. He is not God. He is only a man, and he can be stopped. But I will tell you something that I hate having to tell you because I told it to you too many times. Boehner and McConnell want the amnesty as much as he does, or this would never have gotten this far. Don't listen to that guy gargling on his whatever. I don't even want to use any of these parodies anymore. It doesn't make me happy. The Republican mainstream party thinks that you went to the polls and reelected them. They actually believe that you put them back in power because you want the Better Business Bureau to run this country. They don't understand what actually happened. These two old men are not capable of leading the Republican Party, and they should step aside and let the young bloods run the Republican Party. They're the ones who know what the people want. Now let's jump to Don Grommet, the dad of the hero soldier on the Savage Nation. Don, it's a great day for us, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My son got his dog back on Friday evening, and he knew Brent immediately. It was just so great to watch that dog jump all over that young man.
And Don, you told me that your son, who was injured, severely injured by the roadside bomb, didn't you tell me his limp was slightly improved after the dog and he were back together? Did I hear that correctly, or was I dreaming?
No, you weren't dreaming. My son is laughing, smiling, talking more than he has since he came home from Afghanistan. We were at his barracks yesterday morning, and he was throwing tennis balls with the dog and walking around with... He still had a noticeable limp, but it was so much a pleasure to just watch him be able to get out there and move.
And how's the dog? Was the dog in good health when you got it back?
Yes, Maddie was in great health. He's up on his weight. In fact, he's a little chunkier than he used to be.
I must have been feeding him because I make all my dogs too fat. But this is a great story, Don, and we're all happy here. This, you know, no single individual should take credit for this. There are no villains here. There are no villains here. There's no single hero. I have said today that this is a collective effort on behalf of many people, mainly yourself, really, for fighting for your son and for Maddie, for that matter. And it's a wonderful thing to see that America can still do the right thing. You know, this was a bureaucratic mistake is all it was. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it was just... You know, there are too many loopholes in the Robbie law. I mean, I went to war, I thought, and now I've only realized that I just fought a battle. The war is...
Yeah, well, you need some time, some downtime. Don, I'm going to say something now on the show, and I know you refuse to accept so much as a penny from me or the Savage Nation. I'm going to make an offer right now that I hope you can't refuse. When your son is finally retired from the military in a few months, and I hope he gets the pension he deserves, I would like to offer out of my own pocket to buy him a car or a van suitable for an individual with any of his possible disabilities. I'm sure he can use something like that. Is that true?
Yeah, he could use a vehicle because he has his what he calls his combat truck. It's the money he bought with his combat money. But it's a antique truck that he just drives around to show off in.
And, well, if we can help you guys in that way, because I know how critical it is to have a decent car, especially down where you live. You live in Mississippi, do you?
No, we live in Missouri.
Oh, my God. You're not near Ferguson, I hope, are you?
Oh, yeah. We're only about 60 miles from there.
Oh, well, I don't think that the radical protesters will get up your way, but... Look, the weather down there can be pretty bad, and moving a big dog around like that is not easy. He's going to have to go to the VA hospital a lot, isn't he?
Yeah, he'll have to be treated at the VA hospital.
And, all right, so I'm going to help him personally. I'm not asking anyone to contribute. I'm going to do it. You know, I have to sleep at night and know that I did something worthwhile on Earth that wasn't for me. So just accept it, Don. You and I are going to stay in touch. When the time is right, after your son retires... And he's out. I'm making that commitment right now in the Savage Nation. I will help him. I'll pay for the whole damn thing myself. We'll get him a handy, efficient van of some kind for him and the dog. I think that'll be a great, great gift. And I hope it can be done, soon after the first of the year.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And God bless you and God bless America. How's that? God bless America. And, you know, I got to say this before we go back to all the other stories. There really are no villains here. You got to understand that this dog, I don't think, would have been reunited with the soldier had it not gone all the way up the chain of command. I don't know how high up this went, but knowing the command structure in the military from the outside, I don't think this happened without the highest level giving it a check off, say yes. So we have to thank everybody for this. All the way up the chain of command, this is all good. This is all good. It's a feel-good story. And it's some story you should tell around the Thanksgiving table this year. If you have a lack of conversation and you don't know what to say and you're divided politically, as all of America seems to be today because of this monster in the White House, we're at the verge of a civil war because of him. You know, maybe you can talk about something neutral and something good, which is that, did you hear the story about the injured soldier and how he was separated from his dog when he came back and he signed the papers which would have allowed him to keep him, but they used the loophole in those papers to take the dog away from him? But because of the publicity generated by the radio show The Savage Nation, within a few days, that dog was given back by the people who had adopted it, by the way, and I want to thank them if they're listening somewhere in North Carolina. Thank you very much for... They didn't even know that the dog was supposed to go to the soldier. They had no idea. They didn't do anything wrong. And they gave it up, willingly gave it up. I want to thank them. I want to thank all the secret hands behind the scene who I never met, I never will meet, who moved the levers of government to make this happen, because it happened really quickly. And, you know, it's as simple as that, and that's something that you should do, that you should talk about on Thanksgiving. And just speaking about Thanksgiving, I mean, I have to say this, you know, every once in a while I have to say this. I had a family gathering last weekend, maybe 6-8 people came up, and I picked 4 different bottles of wine for them, because they always say, oh, you're the wine expert, so what are you going to pick? I got them wine from one of my great sponsors, chwine.com. This guy gets the best wine from the best vineyards, and they make too much wine sometimes, and what they do is they mark it down by 50% or more. So I gave my relatives $50 to $100 bottles, which cost like $15 to $30 a bottle. They were knocked out. They didn't have the fancy labels on them. It was like drinking. It was like driving in a Rolls Royce, but it was marked another car. So anyway, the CH wines are the way to go for the holidays. You get 20% off any of their wine. You get free shipping. And you can only use my code SAVAGE to get the 20% off and the free shipping, okay? So just remember what I told you. You've asked me for years to pick wine for you. And as I did, as I picked for my family, what you do is you go to chwine.com. That's chwine.com. You enter my code SAVAGE. You pick your wine for the holidays. Up there on the microphone, you enter SAVAGE. Don't wait, will you please? Do what I did. Get them the best wine at the lowest possible prices. And now let's go back to the situation we have in America right now, where we have this deadly situation emerging in Ferguson, Missouri, because the outside agitators, the Black Panthers, and the Communist Party USA are there trying to burn the city down. And yet we have a president who went and had a secret meeting with these activists, according to Jim Hoft of Gateway Pundit. President Obama met with Ferguson protest leaders on November 5, the day after the midterm elections. And this meeting was not even on his daily schedule. And listen to what went on. Obama was concerned that the protesters, quote, stay on course, unquote. Now, what does that mean? And why is the president meeting with the violent street radicals before a verdict has been reached in the court case? This is astounding to me that things have devolved to this level. Now let's go to the callers. James on KSFO Radio. What's on your mind, James?
Hey, Dr. Savage. First off, I want to say that that was just a wonderful thing that you did for that soldier. I'm super happy that they found the dog. He wasn't dead, and they're reunited. I think that's just
a wonderful
story.
You know, there's more to the story. Just what you said, we have to pause for a minute. So many people have such a negative view of the world, where they have a black view that the dog had been thrown into a fighting ring and killed, right? Even I almost went into that realm, and I even said on this show, I don't want to go there. I said I have a black cave in my mind that I choose not to enter. I don't even want to think about it. So our worst fears were not realized. That's the big news here, is that sometimes the worst things don't happen. Sometimes the best things happen.
Yeah, I'm glad there still are good things that happen.
That's right, and that's something we should hold on to with all of our psychic might. Good things can happen when good people want them to happen. and we have to wish the goodness happen. Look what we just did at the election. We made that happen. The good people of America, the providers of America, the makers of America got together and voted. Look what we did. The only negative here is that the evil one in the White House will not accept the will of the people. But what are you calling about?
I am calling about the Ferguson verdict, which is going to happen any day. And, I'm very concerned that it's going to not only create massive civil unrest, not just in Ferguson, but everywhere else, that will be an opportunity for Obama to grant amnesty during that time when
nobody... Yeah, I said that in the last segment. I see that as a tactic of the street radical running the country. And the fact of the matter is, he is violating his own statements in doing this. Here's an interesting article in the New York Times. It said, President Obama is poised to ignore stark warnings that executive action on immigration would amount to violating our laws and would be, quote, very difficult to defend legally, close quote. Listen to this. Those warnings came not from Republican lawmakers, but from Mr. Obama himself. He said that such executive action would, quote, violate our laws and, quote, be very difficult to defend legally. The New York Times is pointing that out. And so, therefore, he said many times in the past that he said if we start broadening that, then essentially I'll be ignoring the law in a way that I think would be very difficult to defend legally. So even the New York Times is noting that Obama's executive action plan would reverse his own positions, and that such actions would be legally easily overturned. So here we are. He's being forced to do this by the radicals around him, breaking up America, breaking up our borders, destroying our language, decimating our culture. It's a very, very serious issue, and we need a very strong reaction from the people and from the government. And let me tell you something else. If they want street riots in this country, if they think Ferguson is going to be a riot over a grand jury decision, you know what? Maybe 10 million or 30 million Americans ought to consider civil disobedience against this president if he dares trample our Constitution. Think about it. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. A prayer service on the Savage Nation, praying for the president. I almost feel like a national collective consciousness of prayer for Obama to come to his senses and think of the nation, not of his left-wing cabal, might be the only thing that can save us. This man is almost beyond recognition as a human being. This man is functioning not as an American president, but as something else. And I think we have to consider almost supernatural or spiritual solutions to this man's thinking, because he's violating his own statements. Here's the New York Times today saying, using executive order on immigration, Obama would reverse long-held stance. Ignoring his own warnings, saying that using executive action would violate our laws and be very difficult to defend legally. It's as though he's become deranged. It's as though we have a president who has become deranged by advisors such as Valerie Jarrett, in my opinion, and the other four horsewomen of the apocalypse, who are misadvising him and leading him down a path from which he may never return. This is King Lear all over again, and I try to tell you about Shakespeare's King Lear. We have to pray for the president and pray that he comes to his senses and that he does the right thing before he wrecks the entire nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Bit of mambo on the protesters before they even get started. I don't know why they can't arrest the communists and the Black Panthers before they riot. Why must they sit there like dunces waiting for them to burn things and break their... What is this country about? We know who the radicals are. We know what they want to do. So the governor of Missouri declared martial law. You know, you can only bend over so far for these leftists until eventually you have to react to them before they do anything, right? Well, anyway, that's one of the big stories. And we've got an out-of-control rogue president who is now contradicting his own words. His own words are being contradicted as he prepares to grant amnesty, using the riots in Ferguson and elsewhere, of course, as a backdrop to distract us from what he's about to do. No question, this is all orchestrated by La Raza and the advisors around them, more fundamentally, breaking the Constitution over their knee. The New York Times just said, using executive order on immigration, Obama would reverse long-held stance. He said it would violate laws and be very difficult to defend legally. Now he's reversed himself. Just over the weekend, listen to this. Are you ready for this one? He said getting a comprehensive deal of the sort that is in the Senate legislation does extend beyond my legal authorities, Obama said just this Sunday. He said there are certain things I cannot do. So then the radicals in La Raza pushed him and said, isn't there something we can do to reduce deportations and keep families together because Congress won't act? So Obama said, back in 2013, he said this. He said, well, this is something that I have struggled with throughout my presidency. The problem is that I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. Do you understand what's going on here? La Raza and the other left-wing radicals, foreign enterprises, all of them, are now directing the president to act in an illegal manner. And they're expecting the people to just roll over to legalize the 35 to 40 million illegal aliens and all of their relatives simply by the stroke of a pen. He does not have the authority to do that. He never did have the authority to do that. No president has such authority. We live in a republic, not an empire. And let me remind you of something else. If you push your congressman or woman or Senate to impeach him, you're falling into his trap. It does not take impeachment. And I heard about the defunding idea. Wonderful. That's all well and good. That's not the way to go about it. That's juvenile thinking. You go about it the way Mr. Bush 1 was stopped with an executive action. I told you about it last week three times. Bush 1 passed an executive order on something to do with stem cell research. Well, it was nullified by Congress, and that was the end of it. They wrote another law nullifying the law. Now, of course, Obama will veto any law that Congress may pass in January. I'm talking about in January, not while the skunks are still in power. Forget the left-wing skunks who are in power right now. He writes a bill. He grants amnesty through executive order. Come January, no, don't wait 8 months. Don't wait 8 days. Come on, Boehner, get off your behind. Do it on January 2nd. You write a new bill which nullifies his executive action, overrides it. So Obama then vetoes that bill. What happens after a president vetoes a bill passed by Congress? It goes back to Congress for a full vote. Now, how many Democrats are going to vote with the president for amnesty, knowing that in 2016 many of them will be up for re-election, and moreover, they have a president that they want to put in power? The answer is most of them will not go for amnesty because it's the most unpopular thing in the United States of America right now. That's the way it should be done. But they're not paying me $1.5 million like they paid Gruber to advise them. How come the dumb, stupid Republicans are nothing but clowns with clown shoes? Why don't they come to me for my advice when I've written so many books? I'm a brilliant strategist. I know exactly what must be done, and I can give it to them for free. Instead, they're going to pay some moronic consultant, which will tell them to go along with the president. All right, I've given you my opinion. I'm not going to beat it to death. There's only so much I can do and so much I can take. So what I want to do now is back it up a bit. I want to tell you about what I do on the weekend to relax and get off this wheel, because this wheel is heavy. Pushing this wheel around is really getting to be pretty heavy, given the forces of friction that we're facing, all of us, to save what's left of this beautiful republic. I know people who cry over this country. I think of the many veterans, especially the older ones, who have flags in their house, who remember men they left behind on the battlefield, and I don't know in which war, who, as they listen to this show and others, are sitting there with tears in their eyes, not understanding how this country had been hijacked by a group of radicals to the extent that the enemies that they fought are less radical than the enemy inside the administration right now. The enemies that they fought would not dare do many of the things that this radical administration is doing to us on a daily basis. Do you know that? And they don't know how this happened. They don't understand how Congress, which was just changed through a massive earthquake, is sitting there passively letting this man get away with virtual murder of the Constitution. Do you understand this? They're sitting there in tears. They don't know what to do. They're ashamed of themselves, but they shouldn't be ashamed of themselves. They didn't fail us. We failed this country. So you say, Michael, come on, be realistic. What can I, an ordinary woman out there who works for a living, what can I do? What do you want from me? I have to work every day. I have to take care of myself. I have to take care of some kids. I don't know what to do. I've done everything I can. Well, I'm going to tell you that it has to be almost on a supernatural level. I know this sounds absurd. And I know many of you think that maybe I'm not pragmatic enough for this world. And maybe that's true. But I'm pragmatic enough to have helped this soldier get reunited with his dog. How is that possible? And that's because there was a collective consciousness, which I'm going to use a hippie phrase from the 1960s. The collective consciousness is more powerful than you can ever imagine. If you could understand what I just said to you, we have the power to change the course of this nation. We just did it last week at the ballot box. The problem is we're stuck with a maniac in the White House who has no respect for the people or the Constitution. None whatsoever. But there's a way to deal with that as well, and that's through the collective consciousness. And that is by understanding he can be stopped through the legislative process, as I described over and over again as near as the last segment. It doesn't require any violence. It doesn't require morons breaking windows and attacking police. It requires motivating that drunk in charge of the Republican Party to stop drinking and start doing the people's business. It's that simple. So I think about these things day and night. I know people who are younger than me and pretty healthy, and they tell me they can't think it. They can't take the pain they're in every day. They say that's all they think about is what he's doing to this country. Flooding America with Muslims, for example. You want me to get into that subject? You want me to go down that road? You haven't watched enough of Homeland to know what he's doing there? Now flooding America with illegal aliens, many of whom are physically ill with diseases, immigrants and epidemics. Bringing Ebola patients to America when they never should have been brought into this country to begin with. You have altruism, so you build hospitals in Africa. You have a desire to help Africans? Fine. Build clinics in Africa. Send the do-gooders over there to work with them over there, and then quarantine them before they come back here and infect others. But you don't bring Ebola patients here unless you're crazy. That violates every rule of epidemiology. I've told you that. So they say, what can we do with a man that is so single-mindedly out to destroy the country? And they don't know whether he's doing it on purpose or he doesn't know what he's doing. I said, it doesn't matter. Do you understand this? So there's a lot of topics that I want to talk about. And we will talk about them slowly but surely. Do you know how much it costs to treat that one Ebola patient in New York City? $20 million. That one Ebola patient, that selfish doctor from Doctors Without Borders who came back sick, cost the city of New York more than $20 million. That's a single Ebola patient. So now what's going to happen when he keeps bringing in Ebola patients to treat here and the disease spreads? Where's that money going to come from? No problem. The emperor will write a check, your check. Climatologist says a 30-year cold spell strikes the earth. And he's the real McCoy. He's a former space shuttle engineer and a NASA consultant. He's not one of the green gangsters, the descendants of Don Corleone, now in the green business. And his new book has come out, and he says that we're entering a 30-year cold spell. Did you know that our defense secretary, Hagel the Bagel, directed a nuclear-free activist group? Did you know who this man actually is? You know how I've been complaining about the purging of our military, the firing of our top combat generals, the trumped-up charges against our nuclear command? Do you know why this happened? Because Hagel, the so-called defense secretary, served on the board of a George Soros-funded group which advocates a nuclear-free world. Plowshares opposes America's development of a missile defense system and gives money to scores of anti-war groups critical of U.S. foreign policy and military expansion. It gets worse than that. So now we have a defense secretary handpicked by George Soros, put in there by Obama, who is decimating our military right in front of our eyes. So you say there's too many problems, I can't take it. How many things can I deal with? Well, if I can deal with it, you can deal with it. I'm only a man. How can I balance all of these balls in the air? How can I, a single man, balance all of this for you? The answer is, what else is there to do? What do you want me to do, take up golf? What do you want me to do, learn how to play golf to satisfy the American dream? The fact of the matter is, we're at war. This man has declared war on America from the day he became president. He declared war on a constitution from the day he became president. He declared war on America, and he is conducting it as though it's a war, surrounded by Axelrod, Valerie Jarrett, and the other secret hands. He's conducted a war on our borders. Would anyone argue with that? Would anyone prove to me that Obama's not been at war on our borders, language, and culture? Show me how. Can anyone listening to this show and tell me that he's not been at war with the U.S. military? A war on the middle class? A war on American medicine? A war on our civil rights? A war on science? A war on our schools and a war on our allies? Is there anyone listening to this show who could argue to the contrary? Well, I would guess that if you could argue to the contrary, you would have written the 300-page book that counters my truths and stopped the coming civil war. But nobody has written such a book, by the way. And that's why I wrote the book. And I received over the weekend, I don't know if I could find it, there's so many things for me to deal with all at once. Here it is. A listener of mine, who I had never met, from Sister Bay, Wisconsin, sent me a package. And in this package, there was a letter directed from him, Donald G. Kufrin, to his representative, Reed Ribble, in Washington, D.C. And in the package, there was a letter which said the following. It said, "Dear Representative Ribble, it's my pleasure to give you the enclosed gift copy of Stop the Coming Civil War by Dr. Michael Savage. Dr. Savage's book is a compelling criticism of policies and actions of the Obama administration and others on the political left. Dr. Savage is a patriot who loves our country, and he professes that America's borders, language, and culture need to be protected in order to help America remain morally and economically strong. I hope you will read Stop the Coming Civil War," he writes, "and give consideration to Dr. Savage's criticisms and suggestions as you represent us of the 8th District in Wisconsin. Thank you, Donald Kufrin." And I thought to myself, what if everyone who listens to this show sent such a letter and such a book to their congressman, their congresswoman, to their senator? Maybe, just maybe, the collective consciousness that I speak of could save this country from the most radical enemies of our survival and our freedoms that this nation has ever faced. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Breaking news, state of emergency declared in Ferguson, Missouri, getting ready for the Black Panthers and the Communist Party USA, pro-Palestinian, anti-American. Street thugs are ready to burn, loot, and attack the police. And so the governor of the state declared a state of emergency. He has the National Guard ready to respond to these agitators to protect people and property. Now, what's interesting here is that these individuals want they're a lynch mob, in other words. They're saying to the grand jury, "You be damned, we want the cop to be guilty no matter what you do." And so this is a lynch mob, make no mistake about it. What you're seeing now in front of your eyes is a good old-fashioned lynch mob. Imagine a noose over a tree, and imagine a cop hanging from that tree with the audience in the streets screaming, great, kill the pig. That's what you're seeing here. And so that's why the governor of Missouri had to act in advance. What I don't understand is why they can't act in advance and constrain these individuals before they burn and loot. I don't understand why they can't do this. I mean, I know about civil liberties. Don't give me that garbage. I've heard it since the 60s. Civil liberties, my eye. This is not civil liberties. This is uncivil liberties. We know who they are, and we know what they want to do. And they're not exercising their constitutional rights. They're there for one reason only, and that's to hurt people and to break things. And I don't know why the police can't move in and arrest them preemptively. Just put them in a jail cell before the announcement. The hell with them. Or take them 100 miles out of the city and let them riot out in the farm somewhere. I don't understand this country anymore. What are you afraid of? Eric Holder, another one? Another radical leftist will tell you what? You didn't do the right thing? He's only a man, for God's sakes. They're not gods. I don't understand everyone's fear. They have a fear of these people as though they're demigods. They're not emperors. They're not czars. They're only men. And if the men are corrupt, then the people have to stand up to this corruption. You don't have to stand there and let your city be burnt to the ground. At the same time this is going on, he's about to declare amnesty, violating his own words. And at the same time, his snake Podesta is taunting the GOP on so-called climate change, saying, I don't believe they can stop us. We're going to get those billions of dollars. It's a fraud. There is no climate change. It's the greatest scam in modern American history. It's a worldwide scam. And yet Obama just gave away $3 billion while in China. He gave China everything that they wanted to cripple our industry, and they gave us nothing. Do you understand what I'm saying to you and why we should all be concerned? Say, okay, I'm overloaded. I'm turning the show off. I'm turning on sports.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
We're focusing on what the president will announce, and our hope is that he will be bold and that he will announce soon.
Voice of the snake who runs La Raza.
Too many here is one of the,
in my, shut up. This is a woman unelected. This is a woman who works for a group called The Race, which unto itself is shocking. And she now goes on the channel owned by the government, may as well be owned by the government, MSNBC Obama. And she's pushing the president and goading him into amnesty for illegal aliens. Now, Mitt Romney said something interesting over the weekend. And that is, he said that the president has got to learn that he lost this last election. Let's listen to clip 18, Mitt Romney. It's a very interesting piece.
The president has got to learn that he lost this last election round. The American people spoke loud and clear. Let those people who were elected come together with a piece of legislation on this and other topics. And then he has a chance to veto them if he doesn't like them. But the idea of violating the principles of our Constitution, which is a balance of power, checks and balances, that is something which is wrong and I think would not be to the president's benefit.
Okay, so he's a classy guy, a little too meek and mild for my taste, but nevertheless, very classy statement. Listen to 19 now.
This idea of poking Republicans with a stick in the eye is not a good idea. He knows that. I had a circumstance where I fought very hard to get a majority in my state of Democrats whittled down a bit. And so I ran Republican state senators and state representatives. We worked very hard. And guess what? I lost. Didn't pick up a single seat. But instead of fighting the Democrat majority, we sat down and said, you know, we got to go about the people's business.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if we had a real American in the White House? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, okay, I think I've made my political points of the day. Let's move on to something else. Here's something that would affect, will interest all of you. I was searching the web, and I found this. 15 medieval hygiene practices that might make you queasy. One, chamber pots. I thought that was interesting, the thought of chamber pots, but it gets more interesting than that. Chamber pots were containers for collecting urine overnight. Back in old Edinburgh, you always have to be alert for the shout of garde-loup, which is French for watch out for the water, because they threw it out of their windows. Because they said if you weren't quick enough, you could find yourself being showered with the contents of chamber pots hurled from tenement windows. Well, that'll be coming to America soon with illegal And then it said, these are medieval hygiene practices that might make you queasy. I don't want to get into the details just for, you know, scatological fun. They use leaves or moss as toilet paper. It said neither rich nor poor people had toilet paper, and poor people used leaves or moss to wipe their bottoms. Listen to this. While the rich used lamb's wool instead. All right, this is interesting. Kings had a royal bum wiper known as the... I swear I'm not. Kings had a royal bum wiper known as the groom of the stool. I wonder if that's one of the executive assistants up there in... Cerus, I don't know how to pronounce the C-E-R-U-S-E lead makeup poison people. Cerus lead makeup poison people? Cerus? Cerusi lead? I'm not into makeup. I don't know what it means. It's a kind of... Cerus was the foundation makeup of choice for men and women as it gave them a smooth, pale look. However, it contained lead that seeped into the body through the skin, leading to lead poisoning. I didn't know that. I knew that lead... nosegays when walking in a crowd. A nosegay? When walking in a crowd. What is a nosegay? A nosegay was something to keep the smells at bay, usually held in the hand or on the wrists on a lapel. A nosegay? Okay. A nosegay could be a small bouquet of flowers or a sachet of dried flowers and herbs. People held it up to their noses while walking in a large crowd. Well, you could use that in a New York subway. Here's a disgusting note from medieval times. People bathed using the same water. So they went into a huge, like, pool, and they all bathed in the same water. It's sort of like bathing in the Ganges, except in the Ganges, at least the river water is running. I remember the fools in the 60s used to go to India and bathe in the Ganges. They thought it was holy water because Allen Ginsberg went there. They went there and bathed, and they thought they were going to have some kind of ablution, just as now they're cleansing their bowels in the morning. All night long, they're as degenerate as you could ever imagine, doing things to the human body that you can't even imagine Bruegel would have written about. In the morning, they wake up stoned, hungover, sick, and what they do is they go on a cleansing diet. Everyone's cleansing and detoxing because there's a basic, there's a sickness of the American soul that's hard to even understand. The soul is so sick that they're obsessed with the body, and they think that by cleansing the body, they're going to cleanse their soul, but you can't clean the soul by cleaning your body, no matter how many anti-tox regimens you may engage in. If your soul is, let us say, toxic, you're not going to cleanse your soul by cleansing your body. 855-407-2282. If you'd like to talk about any of these topics, please don't. I think you only want to talk about the Baroque of Barack Obama. The Baroque Obama. Let's take some calls. WFTL. Hi, on line 3 in Fort Lauderdale. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Dr. Savage.
Yes, sir.
You asked the question, what's wrong with America and the American people, and I'll give you the answer. We have the means, we have the tools, but we don't have the will. America is a coward with muscles. It has the strength, but it's not willing, does not have the will to use it.
But why do we have a man in the White House with such strength and will to destroy us? Where did he get it from?
Because we don't have the will to put somebody in there that will do something about it. We're afraid that if we do elect somebody...
Whoa. There was just an election. We put in a lot of young people who are willing to fight this madman, but instead we wound up with McConnell and Boehner in the front lines again.
Well, you know, Obama is the best friend the Republicans ever had.
You could look at it that way, but that's not who we elected. We didn't elect Republicans. We elected people to go there to turn this man's left-wing machinations on their heels.
Exactly. And so he's the best friend of the Republicans. They ought to send him a thank you note.
Well, yeah, you mean Boehner and McConnell, not the Republicans. You mean men like Boehner and McConnell, I think, right?
As a result of this president.
No, I don't know if we're saying the same thing or what. It's because of Obama's left-wing insanities that there was a revolution at the ballot box, but we didn't elect McConnell and Boehner to do business as usual, did we?
Well, you know, there's no hope. The fact of the matter is we're all a bunch of cowards, and we elect a coward so that he won't get us into any kind of hot water.
I don't agree with you. I don't think we're a nation of cowards. I think we're a nation of heroes. I just think that people have been nullified through fear of the law and nullified through mass propaganda. But they know who this man is. They know how dangerous he is. They know he's radical. And they know that he's doing everything he can to undermine our Constitution, our way of life. They understand that. People are not that stupid. And they understand what's going on. I don't think that people are that foolish. Jacob on WABC, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Dr. Savage. I heard your commentary on the situation in Missouri, and I'm concerned that in your attempt to defend our constitutional system, you would advocate overstepping it by preemptively jailing rioters and provocateurs.
Let's pause. Yes, hold it. Let's have this discussion. It's an important one. If the police know that the Black Panthers and the Communist Party USA and the pro-Palestinian rioters are going to cause harm to person and property, should they wait for them to cause harm? These are not ordinary protesters. These are violent protesters who want to cause harm. So why shouldn't the police preemptively act to stop them from doing harm?
If there's concrete evidence that they're planning to engage in some unlawful activity, they can be arrested for whatever the relevant Missouri law is. But just on suspicion, we can't go around rounding people up.
Well, and I understand the ACLU point of view, but it's why America now is in the hands of a street agitator. He has nullified all of us who know what he's doing. And he's nullifying us for protecting ourselves from these radicals. Let me ask you a question. Let's see if we can come to some conclusion here. What if the president got up tomorrow morning and decided that he and Podesta want to nullify our Second Amendment and take away our guns? And he writes an executive order tomorrow morning on the toilet, and he says, by this decree, all guns have to be turned into your local police department within 72 hours. Tell me if he could get away with that.
No, it would be challenged in the courts.
That would be challenged in the courts? Then why wouldn't his executive orders on amnesty be challenged in the courts?
I believe that they will be.
You believe they will be. Okay. At least we agree that there's a rational course of action to prevent this madman from doing virtually anything he wants. So now let's go down to Ferguson, Missouri. You have professional agitators who have been causing mayhem from the day this event occurred, who are threatening to riot, threatening to cause harm to people and property. And so the governor of the state of Missouri just declared a national emergency today, calling out the National Guard. So you're telling me he has no right to preemptively stop them from causing harm?
I'm saying until they commit a crime, and maybe that crime is conspiracy.
Well, that's the problem, and that's why the law imprisons us. The lawyers who are running America have imprisoned us. They have made cowards of us all. We are prisoners of the twists of the law. But we know through common sense that these agitators should be prevented from causing harm to people and property. And yet we are imprisoned by the law. Samuel Johnson, the great British essayist, said in the 18th century, he wrote that the law is an ass. So why would they write laws that imprison us and tie us up and prevent us from defending ourselves? Why should the citizens of Missouri have to put up with these outside agitators who are there only to hurt them and burn their property to the ground? Moreover, it's even more outrageous than that. The grand jury's decision has not even been heard, and yet they want this cop lynched in advance. Are you telling me they're not violating the law by agitating for his lynching before the decision has been made? When I say lynching, I mean that metaphorically. They said they want an indictment. Who the hell are they to say they want an indictment? Who the hell made them judge, jury, and executioner? Who the hell made Al Sharpton the judge, jury, and executioner? Who the hell made Eric Holder the judge, jury, and executioner? Who the hell put them in power like this? Well, okay. Thanks for the question. I gave you the answer. You got the questions? I've got the answers. He just declared a state of emergency in Ferguson, Missouri. I would go a step further. He can go a step further, and he could keep these radicals off his streets and send them back where the hell they came from. He could just send them right back where they came from. Houston, KSEV Radio. Frank, go ahead, please.
God bless you, sir. I'm a retired DA agent. I got family in law enforcement. They need to declare martial law right now. And the other thing is, why are they always saying black? They should be mentioning the fact that a dangerous 300-pound, 6'4" man robbed a store and had a confrontation with an officer. That's it.
Not only that, but all the evidence that came out says that this man, not this child,
was attempting to wrestle the gun out of the hands of the officer in his police car. There was a struggle in the police car. He was trying to disarm the cop and shoot him. And everybody knows what's coming down. That's why they're declaring this state of emergency right now, because they know that the cop is innocent. He was defending his life, for God's sakes. But the outside agitators want him indicted irrespective of the evidence. They've made their minds up in advance because Al Sharpton, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, and God knows who else from the White House has told them, go, baby, go. We're behind you.
Yes, sir. One big thing that everybody's missing is that Eric Holder gave written permission for the Sinaloa cartel to traffic heroin into the United States ever 2009. The reason he quit is because he was afraid of getting busted. He literally gave Jesus Vicente Zambada and his father and the Sinaloa cartel permission to bring heroin into the United States. He needs to be arrested. And why are they saying black? That's racist to begin with. So they need to arrest Eric Holder immediately. The evidence is right there.
Well, I don't know anything about that case. I know that we've got a potential riot on our hands from a lynch mob, and I thank you for suggesting martial law to prevent the rioters from causing even further damage to this city. And by the way, you have others around the country waiting for the signal to riot and burn in San Francisco, New York, Dallas, Seattle. You name the city, and the scum is ready to burn and harm people. And the police know this. And they know what this is all about. There's an attempt to take the law in their own hands. This is an anti-police action on the part of the Communist Party, USA. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Hey, we got something you're not going to believe. You haven't heard it at all on radio yet. I want you to listen to a tape that Robert just got of Senator Obama on illegal immigration and how it will affect black people in the country. Listen to the Senator Obama, what he said about blacks and illegal immigrants from Mexico before he was president. Listen.
There's no denying that many blacks share the same anxieties as many whites about the wave of illegal immigration flooding our southern border. The number of immigrants added to the labor force every year is of a magnitude not seen in this country for over a century. If this huge influx of mostly low-skill workers provides some benefits to the economy as a whole, it also threatens to depress further the wages of blue-collar Americans and puts strains on an already overburdened safety net.
That was Senator Obama stating that illegal immigrants will suppress wages and cause agitation amongst blue-collar workers in America. Page 153 of Stop the Coming Civil War. In the chapter, The War on Civil Rights, I ask a question, and I'll quote myself now. So let me ask you, I wrote, where will this governmental overreach end? Will the President and the Senate use this newfound power to seize your guns? Will the Senate, bowing to the President's will, use the nuclear option to help grant amnesty to tens of millions of illegal aliens who shouldn't be in the country in the first place? Will executive orders continue to dole out entitlements that ensure poverty for life? Will the Obama administration continue to strangle the voice of reason and truth by appointing commissioners to the FCC who are intent on annihilating the First Amendment? To those who support him, Obama is the benevolent dictator they've been calling for. But where there is a dictator, there is inevitably gross injustice and the trampling of basic rights for all. What is benevolent about our attorney general's choosing which laws he will uphold based on his leftist ideological leanings, I ask? There's no better book and there's no more important writing for you to have right now, right through the end of Christmas. And it's not about you buying a book, it's about you buying freedom for America.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, flag a sleeve on me.
Every day we're fighting battles when in fact it's a war from the Obama camp. And it's a war on our freedoms, a war on our Constitution. It's a war on the American way of life. Make no mistake about it, whatever it is that we're fighting, it's part of a larger war. It's a left winger's view of the world, which is certainly not the American view of the world. That's what the election just said. It is everything that our war heroes have fought against in this century, whether it was fascism in World War II or communism in Vietnam. It was an attempt to stop an overreaching bureaucracy from controlling the population. It doesn't matter what ism you attach it to. Under fascism, it was Hitler. It was Mussolini. It was Stalin. One man rule, one man telling everyone what they must do, what they must not do. And if you violated the protocols of that one man, you were an enemy of the state. How does that differ from a president who thinks that God gave him the authority to say to a country, your laws mean nothing to me. I will write them myself, and I will use the trickery of the law itself to violate the law. How different is that from a dictator? Tell me where the difference lies. How different is it when a president goes to China and without Congress, our duly elected representatives, as weak or as meek as they may be in some cases, he signs a deal with the communist Chinese where they get to do nothing on their pollution levels. Let's call it what it is, pollution. Okay, so we can all agree on it. They will do nothing until 2030, which is a joke to them. And this clown gave away the store on our energy, telling he'll cut back on CO2 emissions and this emission and that emission. It's gigantically insane. He's going to cripple us. Who gave him that authority? The answer is nobody. So the question is, why doesn't Congress act? The answer is they will act. Come January, you're going to see some fights like you've never seen in this country. Now let's go to the callers. Jim on WABC in New York City. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
I figured out why they picked Ferguson, Missouri, and this shooting out there to divide the country. Most logical thinking people are going to see that and hear the facts and say, well, the 6'5", 350-pound guy broke the guy's jaw, was pulling his gun, and he shot him. But the blacks are going to line up and say, do the racial component. The same thing with Trayvon Martin. You know, he was beating the guy up, and the guy ends up shooting him. Now, there's a vague area there, but you can argue, most logical thinkers are going to say, hey, wait a
second. Well, here's the part that bothers me the most in Ferguson, Missouri. It's that the president and the attorney general went down there and held secret meetings with the rioters and the protesters and told them to stay the course. This is a gigantic conspiracy to lynch the cop.
Yeah, and you know, what got me thinking about it is I was happened to watch ABC News, which is a junk news, for 5 minutes, and they had this compilation of blacks getting shot by cops. And one of them was this kid that was reaching in his car to get his wallet, and the cop shot him, thinking it was a gun, and the kid's sitting there going, hey, why did you shoot me? And I'm sitting there going, well, you know, if they use that one, everybody's going to line up and say, you know, throw the cop in jail. But they picked the one.
Right. Well, ABC is a propaganda arm of the government. We all know that. Beware the government media complex. There are certainly injustices in all walks of life. And it's always a tragedy when an innocent person is either falsely arrested or worse yet, executed by anyone. But the fact of the matter is, isn't there a nation of laws involved here? Isn't a grand jury deciding whether or not there is cause to indict this officer? Should we not wait until the grand jury decides? Of course we should. Then why did the Attorney General of the United States and why did that street agitator Al Sharpton go down there repeatedly to stir up these mobs in the street? And by the way, how come these mobs have nothing to do? What do they do for a living? What do they live on? What exactly do they live on that they have nothing but time on their hands to go out day after day after day and riot and agitate? Who is paying them? Where are they deriving their livelihood from? Why don't people ask that question? Thanks for the call. We got so many great callers on the Savage Nation. Internet, Ann, go ahead. You're up on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hi. Just a few things. I was in L.A. during the riots after the Rodney King verdict, and listening to your show today, I think that it's going to be a lot worse when it hits Ferguson, and the first reason that came to mind is because it's smaller, which may seem counterintuitive, but I think it's going to be a lot worse. And the other reason is...
Well, I don't know that it's going to be a lot worse. The governor of Missouri is not Jerry Brown. The governor of Missouri declared a state of emergency in advance of the communists and the Black Panthers and the other leftist scum who are lining up to injure people and to damage property. He has already called out the National Guard. He's not Jerry Brown. And so I don't think it's going to be worse. I think that the police and the National Guard are ready to take care of business, frankly.
Okay. I worked with a vendor whose business was in a bad part of L.A., and they were armed, and they were on the roof, and their business survived. And
that's right. Remember the famous stories of the Rodney King riots when Korean shopkeepers in particular armed themselves and stood in front of their stores and stood on the roofs with loaded guns, and somehow the rioters chose other stores. I remember that very clearly. Now, of course, it would be a different story today if Eric Holder was in charge. He'd make certain that the Korean shopkeeper was arrested in advance because he wanted to defend his person and property. While he knows very well the opposite is true here. Thanks for the call. Huntsville, Alabama, WVNN Radio. Will, you're next up. Go ahead, please.
Savage, you're dead on about locking up the Black Panther Party and all the communist nut jobs out there before they get a chance to tear up the streets and hurt people and everything else. Every day people are locked up for conspiracy crimes, conspiracy to commit controlled substance crimes or whatnot. Missouri.
In other words, I'm not saying that all protesters should be arrested in advance. That's, of course, what the left is going to say I said. I said this is a different case. You have known agitators who have been there for several months now who have said that they're going to do these things. And if you have a rapist in the neighborhood who you know is going to rape again, don't the police have a right to lock up the rapist before he rapes? Well, they're about to rape Ferguson, Missouri. I say lock him up before they do. That's not a violation of their civil rights. Don't the people who own stores have civil rights? Don't individuals who want to go about their daily business and earn a living have a civil right? Don't the people who actually work for a living rather than act as professional agitators have civil rights? No, my friends, there's a vast difference between civil rights and uncivil righteousness. And we have uncivil righteousness going on in Ferguson, Missouri. These are skilled, professional, out-of-town agitators who have come there with one intent and one intent alone, and that is to be a lynch mob, and that is to burn and to damage property and to attack the police. And the governor of the state rightly said, well, okay, guys, here's what we're doing. We have a state of emergency. We're calling out the National Guard, and we're ready for you. Go ahead, make my day. He said, make my day. Now, of course, you know what's going to happen. You know that the vermin in the leftist media are going to look for any opportunity to film an evil policeman arresting a poor, innocent protester. You know, the type that locked their arms together in plastic tubes. I mean, they teach these things. But okay, that's the world that we live in. When we've got to live with it, it's as simple as that. Michigan, WJR Radio. Dan, go ahead. You're ready to sound off on the Savage Nation.
Good to talk to you again, Uncle Mike. Here's the deal. Let us remember that after the 2010 elections, the revenge of the left was during the holidays. Remember that TSA fondling grandma and the baby in the airports? Well, you know, this Ferguson stuff could be just kicking off. Who knows what's going to happen over the holidays? And considering that Eric Holder's on his way out, this could be a really dangerous time this holiday season.
Well, it could be, but this is a country bigger than two individuals. This is a country much bigger than Eric Holder. This is a country much bigger than Barack Obama. And these Lilliputians may have overstepped their power. You never know what might happen when you provoke a sleeping, angry giant. You just don't know what might happen when you piss off 30 million Americans who've had enough of these communist agitators. You just don't know. And so, yeah, there are radicals down there in Ferguson, what, a couple of thousand of them? Well, I don't think a couple of thousand agitators in Ferguson are as powerful as 30 million people in this country who've had enough of this administration's machinations. And we'll leave it at that. Let the people decide. Let the people decide what must be done. Arkansas, Zola, go ahead, please. Fire away. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes. I want to tell you, I voted Republican for the last few years, but I am a signed-in Democrat.
And why did you vote? Why did you vote Republican? You had enough of what they've been doing to you, the Dems?
Enough. And I sent off a letter the day I turned your radio station on, and I already sent off a letter. As a matter of fact, I sent it off.
Well, then you could call me a community organizer. I've agitated one voter down there in Arkansas to go from being a lifetime Democrat to a Republican. I guess I've now become a community organizer, and I guess the next step for me is to run for the Senate. But that's something I've sworn to you I would never do. Oh, no, not me. Not old Mike. Mike's never running for office. Not old Mike. He's not ready for that. I got other things I'd rather do with my life, such as, I don't know, do good. Do nice things for the world instead of backroom deals. I could never be I could never. God bless him. It's a tough job. I don't know how anyone does it. The idea of raising money day and night and satisfying groups that are pressuring you and the public scrutiny of every breath you take. Why, I couldn't even go to a restaurant and have two glasses of wine if I became a public figure. Do you know that? Now, I want you to think about that. On Saturday, I wanted to let go. It was a beautiful day out here in the Marin County, San Francisco area. I was with the dog, and I went over to an Italian restaurant I know out in Marin County. I hadn't been to. And I sat in his outdoor, you know, arbor underneath the thing, and I wasn't planning on it. But before I knew it, almost half a bottle of Chianti was gone. I didn't plan on drinking it, but somehow the devil made me do it. Now, I had someone drive me home, it's true, but the fact of the matter is, if I were a public figure, do you think I could just drink a half a bottle of Chianti on a Saturday and go home and take a nap? I doubt it. But that's an example of what I'm talking about. If I were a public figure, do you think I could lay on my sofa on Sunday and read Hemmings Motor News and see the price of a 1956 Cadillac? I don't think I could do it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Someone sent me a story the other day about a library somewhere in the Midwest where they took down portraits in the library of famous people. They took down George Washington, Martha Washington, and put up portraits of Oprah Winfrey and Barack Obama. So they said, how could this be happening? I said, this is what happened in communist China after the Maoist revolution. They replaced all of the cultural symbols of China and replaced them with the symbols of communism. You don't understand that there's been a revolution. See, most of you don't quite understand because it's happened so fast. You don't understand. Obama is a radical. You say Marxist. That's too mild. Karl Marx is too mild a description of what this man really is. He's a Maoist. I used to say Leninist. He's closer to being a Maoist. So you say, well, where are the Red Brigades if he's a Maoist? Where? Well, for example, they're in Ferguson, Missouri right now. Those are his Red Brigades. And his consigliere, Eric Holder, went out to tell the Red Brigades to get ready for the riot. That's all. You've had a communist revolution in the country, but the morons on the Republican side refuse to understand what the election was about. They're going along as though nothing really happened. This is what bothers me. This is what really bothers me, is that when I see guys like Boehner and McConnell continuing to be so lackluster and so no efference, no emotion, no excitement, no nothing, no passion, like nothing happened, like it was they who we elected? Are you joking? We went to the polls to elect those stooges? You must be kidding me. You want me to play Gruber again? How many times can I play Gruber? Everyone know Gruber, Gruber. Anyone named like Gruber is no good to begin with. I mean, this is the guy with the calling everyone stupid to fund Romneycare and Obamacare. I had a friend who had a name like Gruber. We didn't like him. Gruber, because in German there's a word Gruber. See, actually you could pronounce Gruber as Grubber. Here's Jonathan Gruber ragging about ripping off the federal government to fund Romneycare in clip 13. Then I'll explain why I'm playing Grubber.
The dirty secret in Massachusetts is the feds pay for our bill. Okay, in Massachusetts,
one of those voices to top it off.
Senator you may know named Ted Kennedy. Ted Kennedy had basically figured out, Ted Kennedy and smart people in Massachusetts had basically figured out a way to sort of rip off the feds for about $400 million a year.
Oh, that's the Grubber that, I didn't know he had such a nice, powerful male voice to top it off. And we have other Grubber video. You can pronounce Gruber as Grubber, or Grubyan if you speak Jewish. Grubyan is another word. So here's a Grubber video, or Gruber video, where he boasts that the people were so stupid that Obama and he conspired how to screw the public on Obamacare. Listen to 14.
Barack Obama's not a stupid man, okay? He knew when he was running for president that, quite frankly, the American public doesn't actually care that much about the uninsured. In fact, a lot of the uninsured don't care about the uninsured. They think they're young and healthy and don't need insurance. What the American public cares about is costs.
Okay, go on, next one.
And that's why, even though the bill that they're being made is 90% about health insurance coverage and 10% about cost control, all you ever hear people talk about is cost control, how it's going to lower the cost of health care. That's all they talk about. Why? Because that's what people want to hear about. Because the majority of Americans care about health care costs.
Yeah, and all the illegals will soon be getting free medical care courtesy of the moronic American middle class. We will be giving all of them from Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Mexico, free medical care courtesy of the middle class, all as a result of Grubyan and Hussein Obama. That's right. Now, the Keystone Pipeline is another topic. It passed the House, that we know. It's going to go to the Senate. Then the dictator-in-chief, because he is beholden to the green gangsters won't let him pass the Keystone Pipeline. The green gangsters want to continue to rake in the billions on their green scams. And as a result, the green gangsters control the president. And the green gangsters will not permit him to do what is commonsensical, which is connect the pipeline. It's that simple. Listen to the absurdity of the smartest man on earth in clip 12.
We should judge this pipeline based on whether or not it accelerates climate change or whether it helps the American people with their energy costs and their gas prices.
Well, the snake is lying again. When does the snake lie? Every time it hisses. Every time the snake hisses, it lies. So the snake is lying again when he says we should base it on whether or not it accelerates climate change. On your Savage Nation. I am sad to report that a state of emergency has been declared in Missouri because the vermin on the left, in cahoots with the president, are getting ready to riot. They want a lynch mob. They are a lynch mob. They want the cop to be hung before a trial. They're trying to tell the grand jury what to do before the grand jury's findings. It's astounding to me how far this country has fallen under this street radical in the White House. It's shocking. Well, here's the executive order, 1414, whereas the city of Ferguson and the St. Louis region have been experiencing periods of unrest over the past 3 months, and whereas the United States Department of Justice and St. Louis County authorities are conducting separate criminal investigations into the facts surrounding the death of Michael Brown, and whereas the United States Department of Justice and St. Louis County authorities could soon announce the findings of their independent criminal investigations, and whereas regardless of the outcomes of the federal and state criminal investigations, there is the possibility of expanded unrest, and whereas the state of Missouri will be prepared to appropriately respond to any reaction to these announcements, and whereas our citizens have the right to peacefully assemble and protest, and the state of Missouri is committed to protecting those rights, and whereas our citizens and businesses must be protected from violence and damage, and whereas an invocation of the provisions of sections 44.010 through 44.130 RSMO is appropriate to ensure the safety and welfare of our citizens, and now therefore I, Jeremiah W.J. Nixon, governor of the state of Missouri, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the constitutional laws of the state of Missouri, including sections 44.010 through 44.130 RSMO, do hereby declare a state of emergency exists in the state of Missouri. I further direct the Missouri State Highway Patrol, together with the St. Louis County Police Department and the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, to operate as a unified command to protect civil rights and ensure public safety in the city of Ferguson and the St. Louis region. I further order that the St. Louis County Police Department shall have command and operational control over security in the city of Ferguson relating to areas of protest, acts of civil disobedience, and conduct otherwise arising from such activities. Well, you heard it first in the Savage Nation. The vermin in the streets are going to loot. They're going to attack police. They're going to attack police horses. And they're mainly out-of-state agitators. They're vermin from Chicago, Austin, Texas, San Francisco, as far away as New York City. The lowest of the life forms are in Missouri trying to burn, baby, burn. And so the governor of the state of Missouri just said he has declared a state of emergency in order to ensure the safety of the people and to protect them from the left-wing vermin that have been gathering for months now to destroy the city because they want a lynch mob. They do not want justice. Now, if we had a legitimate president, which we do not have, by every indicator we don't have a legitimate president. We have a radical street agitator surrounded by radical street agitators and outright enemies of this country. The president of the United States went down, had them come and meet them in the White House. Can you believe this? The vermin from the streets of Ferguson, the left-wing agitators, met with President Obama in the White House, according to none other than the smear artist Al Sharpton. But I see through this. See, here's something you don't see that I see. Now, why would Obama have met secretly with the Ferguson activists on November 5th, the day after the devastating elections for him, and tell them, the protesters, to, quote, stay on course? I'll tell you what it means. Here it is. It's very simple. He wants them to riot, not only in Ferguson. He wants a chain reaction across the country in left-wing cities so that he can pass amnesty in the midst of all of this. This is not only the Alinsky method. In fact, put an X through the word Alinsky method and change it to the Obama method, or change it to the Axelrod method, or change it to Jarrett, the Jarrett method. The fact of the matter is, this dangerous street radical in the White House is, in my opinion, literally wanting America to go up in smoke in riots, so your mind is on that, not on the flood of illegal aliens that he wants to stick down our throat and force us to pay for. So he's using this in order to pass amnesty and have you distracted. This is how dangerous this man is. Agree or disagree with me? Of course you have to agree with me. No one sees things the way I do. This is what left-wing street organizers do. I saw a show last night on American Heroes Channel, one of my favorite channels. You know, it used to be called something else, on a military issue. And it was about the Chosin Reservoir, the Marines facing like 100 times the number of Chinese troops surrounding them and what they went through. Do you know that they shot their own prisoners? I don't know if you know this. The American Marines, who were outnumbered as they were laying their wounded, and they pulled them into a stack like wood, as the Marines had to withdraw finally from that battle, do you know that they shot their own prisoners because they couldn't take them with them? And none of the Marines begged for their lives. None of the Marines cried. They took the shot. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Men lived on the ice. Their hands were burned off from frostbite. Their legs were burned off from frostbite. I look at those men, and I know we have the same men in America today. They're in Afghanistan right now. They're fighting right now, just as this hero soldier fought for us right now and got blown up by one of the Islamo-fascist roadside bombs. But I take a look at the commander-in-chief, and I ask myself, did those men die so that this communist street agitation could take over this country and destroy us? Is that what they gave their lives for? I ask myself with tears in my eyes as I watch these shows about World War II and Korea and Vietnam. I ask myself, how in the world can the people be so dumb as to not see the revolution that has occurred right in front of their eyes? A revolution, a virtual revolution by an overt, outright, anti-American man in the White House. Everywhere you turn, you see the devastation that this man has wrought, whether it means the decimation of the military, the destruction of our capacity to fight back on a nuclear level, the secret agent inside the Defense Department named Hagel. Wherever you turn, you see the devastation. And you ask yourself, now he wants to flood America with 5 million illegal aliens who will never, ever assimilate to this country, who will spit on the flag, never learn the language, never give a damn about the culture. He is not God. He is only a man, and he can be stopped. But I will tell you something that I hate having to tell you because I told it to you too many times. Boehner and McConnell want the amnesty as much as he does, or this would never have gotten this far. Don't listen to that guy gargling on his whatever. I don't even want to use any of these parodies anymore. It doesn't make me happy. The Republican mainstream party thinks that you went to the polls and reelected them. They actually believe that you put them back in power because you want the Better Business Bureau to run this country. They don't understand what actually happened. These two old men are not capable of leading the Republican Party. And they should step aside and let the young bloods run the Republican Party. They're the ones who know what the people want. I can ask you how you feel about it, but I wanted to make this a Thanksgiving show, a feel-good show. And I'm going to stick to that because one man has been helped, one American hero. You understand what I'm saying? Because of this, the wounded dog and the wounded soldier are united because of the Savage Nation. That's the whole story. Then there's the story on Jonathan Gruber. That's the guy with that weird voice, that high, girly voice. That's the one calling taxpayers morons, that they had to lie to the stupid people. And it turns out that Mr. Grubber got a lot of money from the government to sing the praises of the health care scheme. ABC, NBC, PBS, NPR, NYT, LIT censor the Grubber Stupid Americans video. What else is new? The government media complex. And I'm finally on the end. This is sickening. I'm not going to read this. I will not. I refuse. American restaurant granted permission to sell dog meat. Isn't multiculturalism grand? You know, you got to think about it. Open yourself up from that mere white Christian viewpoint that you have. And think of it in the multicultural sense in the new America. You may love dogs, but others eat them. A Los Angeles restaurant has been granted permission to consume and sell dog meat. A Filipino group successfully argued that the banning of the consumption of dog meat violated their religious rights. Don't you just love it? Puchao de Manila Eatery and Fine Dining, excuse me, that's an oxymoron, has been granted provisional permission to sell and consume dog meat while the so-called dumb Supreme Court decides if the case has merit. The restaurant is allowed to slaughter up to 3 dogs per day with the stipulation they must be put down humanely. The World Animal Protection Agency called this decision shocking and vowed to fight tooth and nail to ensure the act is not allowed to continue. In the Philippines today, there is an abundance of dog meat sold in restaurants and markets. Hey, lighten up, Americans. I mean, you're living in a multicultural world, and don't be a racist pig. Some people like Fido. They find it tasty. And in the Philippines, the meat is sold for as little as $1.30 a kilogram. The trading and selling of dog meat brings in nearly $3.8 million per year, and nearly 500,000 dogs are killed for meat every year. Isn't that wonderful? 11 regions around the globe still consume dog meat, those being China, Indonesia, Korea, Mexico, Philippines, Polynesia, Taiwan, Vietnam, the Arctic and Antarctic, and Switzerland. What's Switzerland have to do with the Swissy dogs? Puchao de Manila Eatery and Fine Dining says the dishes will range from American-style cuisine such as Chihuahua chops to Korean-inspired dishes such as Bo Xing Tang, dog soup. Ugh, okay. Here's another little story to get you agitated. The richest 1% of Americans pay 24% of federal taxes. So, idiots, the next time you bash the rich, understand that if you kill the rich, you wind up eating dog food. That's what you'll wind up eating, dog food. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Well, the big story today is the fact that we reunited the wounded soldier with his wounded dog. We did it. We did it. We reunited Maddie with his owner. Now, we didn't put our hands down there and do it, but I want you to understand the power of radio, the power of the Savage Nation. The story was written by a tabloid in New York City. I picked up on it last Monday. I talked about it on Veterans Day. By Thursday, the dog was returned to his owner. Why? I'm going to tell you why. There are listeners to this show who are very high up in the government who may not agree with everything Obama does. In fact, they may disagree with most everything Obama does. And they may agree with most everything that I say. But I don't know who they are. But the shocking truth is, there's another shadow government out there of real patriots, real Americans, not shadowy third worlders trying to wreck this country. And they stepped in. They made sure that Matty was reunited with his owner. I want to thank them, the anonymous heroes who listen to this show. And I want to thank all the listeners to the Savage Nation, because collectively, you're talking about it. You're dreaming about reuniting the dog with his owner. Maybe the calls you made to your congressman are the reason that Matty was reunited with his rightful owner. Thank you very much, Savage Nation. Other stories that are worth talking about include the fact that Obama, the president, secretly met with Ferguson rioters. He told them to stay on course. What does that mean? Now, we get this news via Al Sharpton, who's running America. Do you understand what's happened to this country? That a street criminal has basically taken over the reins of the government right under your eyes? Do you understand what this means? Why do I call Al Sharpton a street criminal? Well, for one, he falsely accused Detective Pagonis of raping a black girl and rubbing her with feces, which has turned out to be a complete lie. He's been in the White House numerous times, and now he's picking the Attorney General, and he's telling us that the president met with Ferguson rioters. What is going on in this country? You know what's going on in the country. There's been a revolution, not for the better, but for the worse. On a nice note, there's a picture of my dog Teddy on the left wearing his outfit. He looks like he's wearing a tailored little suit. It's so cute. It's a checked suit. He's sitting up on a couch in my house. He looks just like a Capuchin monkey. The only thing missing is a cappuccino. If this dog isn't part simian, I'd like to know who is part simian. Thank you, Teddy, for making my days brighter every day, and I'm sure you're happy in knowing that Matty was returned to his owner. I don't know what I would do if you were kidnapped by the government. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Hagel, it turns out, was on the board of Nuclear Activist Group, funded by George Soros. Did you hear what I just said? I can't believe this story. It's enough to make me sick and throw up, but I'm not going to get sick, nor am I going to throw up. Aaron Klein broke this story. Defense Secretary directed Nuclear Free Activist Group. It's beyond comprehension. How could this be? I don't understand how this is going on. How could this man have been made the head of the Defense Department when he had a long-time association with the Plowshares Fund, funded by George Soros, partner of the Marxist-Oriented Institute for Policy Studies? This man has defunded the Pentagon, decreased U.S. defense capabilities, slashed the American nuclear arsenal, partnered with radical left, including Code Pink, the pro-Palestinian J Street, the U.S. campaign to end the Israeli occupation. It's beyond comprehension what's gone on in this revolution. There has been an outright Marxist revolution in this country. Only most Americans don't know it. Moreover, here's a dirty little secret. Do they care? Do they really care? I don't know. Here are the headlines I pulled over the weekend on the Savage Nation. Take a guess how much it cost to treat that one selfish doctor who came back from Africa with Ebola, from so-called Doctors Without Borders. How about Doctors Without a Conscience? It cost the city of New York $20 million to treat him. Who's telling us that? A right-winger named Charles Schumer. The right-wing senator from New York, Charles Schumer, wants Obama to reimburse New York City the more than $20 million it cost to care and treat Dr. Craig Spencer, the bowler. Leading climatologist says a 30-year cold spell strikes Earth, and he said that the cold spell has just begun. I also talked about Coenzyme Q and how fabulous it is. One of the biggest oil titans in America now says that the Keystone XL pipeline is no longer relevant. He said it's too late now. He said that it doesn't matter what happens. He said we're already using other pipelines. We don't need it. In an open letter to the Muslim world, French Muslim philosopher says Islam has given birth to monsters and needs reform. Michael Savage reunites wounded war dog and wounded vet and receives no credit. More scientists debunking climate change myths. Obama tries to distance himself from Obamacare stupidity advisor. You've all heard about that on every other show. And finally, on Friday, a woman interrupted a Muslim service at the National Cathedral, screaming, "Jesus Christ is the Lord." Do you know how the Muslim prayer service occurred at the National Cathedral? Do you know what the Muslims did? Do you know that they turned our National Cathedral into a virtual mosque in which they bowed toward Mecca and shielded their eyes from the Christian cross? That's right. It's all a result of a radical feminist who is now running the National Cathedral. That's what's going on. That's the state of affairs. That's the crack in America. And I want to thank all of you personally for putting Stop the Coming Civil War on top of the New York Times bestseller list for 5 weeks in a row. You've beaten the boycott. You've beaten the blacklist. And now our work begins. If you want to stop amnesty, there's no better way to do it than read the chapter and Stop the Coming Civil War and tell one friend to write one congressman or one senator. Thank you for listening to The Savage Nation, and God bless America.
The Savage.